Let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflakes' heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud,
proud,
and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
Breaking news. Donald Trump has made his first appearance inside of a New York bodega. That motherfucker went to Harlem. Go to a bodega. I don't think that motherfucker has ever been in a bodega in his goddamn life. Has he? I don't know. When's the last time you were in a bodega? Did you see Donald Trump in there? No. Motherfucker doesn't go to bodegas. He doesn't go to gas stations. He ain't a normie like the rest of us. He is not a normie. I mean, did you see how he walked into Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia? He was like, oh, there's a lot of black people in here. Oh, man. Son of a bitch. Are you getting rich? Because that's exactly what you say to fast food workers. When you go into the restaurants, you walk up to the counter. You getting rich? Working here? Are you a poor? But he goes to Harlem. I don't know if you guys know this much about Harlem. And I don't know if you've seen Die Hard with a Vengeance with Bruce Lee and Samuel L. Jackson in it. There's a famous scene where John McClane wears a certain type of sign that Simon says he has to wear in Harlem. And Samuel L. Jackson saves him from being killed. Because in Harlem, the demographics are 65% black people and 25% Hispanic. Now, if you're doing math, that makes less than 10% because you got other, you know, you got like 2% Asian, 2% of other races in Harlem, which gives you less than 10% white people. Now, when Donald Trump showed up at this bodega in Harlem, there was no shortage of the 7% of white people. I mean, it looked like you took boxes of saltine crackers and dumped them all over the fucking sidewalk in Harlem. Now, I'm not shitting you. I wouldn't shit you. You're my favorite turd. I'm gonna show you. Yes, 2% of others. Other races. That's the demographics. I went and looked it up. Now, I was a little wrong. When I was watching these videos, I assumed that Harlem was probably, you know, damn near 70% black, which it's 65. So I was off about 5%. But there's less than 10% white people in Harlem. Now, when I show you these videos of him showing up at this bodega in Harlem, because he's doing the whole, I'm going to get black people to vote for me again. That's what he's doing. He's doing that whole thing again. Oh, I'm definitely going to get black people to vote for me because I showed up at a bodega. I got sneakers. I got a mugshot and I go to bodegas in Harlem. Oh, shit. Oh, man. It's so, He's really almost starting to wear blackface too. I don't know if you noticed that. He's went from changing his foundation color from like an orange color to like a shit brown color. It really is horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. It doesn't even look good. I mean, it didn't look good before. But I think what it is, and I've told you this before, I think what it is that he has actually hired a cheaper makeup artist because he can't afford his old one. Bodega. Yeah, from the country. We don't have bodegas where I'm at. They're gas stations. We have gas stations here in the Midwest or in the Ozarks. There's not many corner bodega stores. It's just not a, you know, a thriving metropolis here in rural Missouri. We got gas stations. You can get you some fuel. And get you some fuel and some candy bars. So anywho, I think that the more Donald Trump tries to attract the black vote, the less he'll get. So I'm actually encouraging Donald Trump to keep doing this thing where he's acting like he's black type thing. Or that he's acting as if he's going to appeal to black people. Because he even talked about black people when he was standing there. You know, of course, it was Newsmax, right? That was standing there with microphones. It's all set up. It's not like Donald Trump just happened to stop by a bodega that he frequented when he lived in New York. And he made a pop-in visit. They had the fucking gates out there. They had more of his supporters go to this bodega for this photo op than showed up at the courthouse to support him. Dead serious. There were more people supporting Trump at this bodega. So I would imagine that most of these people were probably paid to go to the bodega. And cheer on Trump. And it's hilarious because on Twitter, like all these fucking MAGA scumbags, they're like, look, he's appealing to black people. He showed up in Harlem at a bodega. And they show the video of him. Like they put the video, and in the video, there's no black people in sight in the video. Harlem is 65% black people. 25% Hispanic people. And he went to the bodega and showed up with all his white MAGA supporters there. And the reason why is because black people and Hispanic people don't support him in mass. They just don't. It's few and far between. You're probably going to find very few people in Harlem that are black or Hispanic that actually support that fool or would want to be on camera looking like they support that fool. And the fact that he would stand there and say that he thinks he can win New York is fucking hilarious. And honestly, I'm not opposed to Donald Trump spending a shitload of money. I mean, a fuck ton of money trying to win New York. I am absolutely 100% okay with that. And really, honestly, we should encourage Donald Trump to take money from races like the Senate race in Texas, like the Senate race in Ohio, like the Senate race in Missouri, the Senate race in Arizona. Those Senate races, Donald Trump absolutely 100% should take every single fucking nickel out of those races and put them in New York for the presidential spot. That's what he should do. That's my advice to him. I think Donald Trump's onto something here. I think he could win New York. I think he could win New York. Can't hardly say it without laughing. There's not a chance in hell that he's gonna win New York. Now, I will say that he did do a video about RFK Jr. the other day. So this idea of RFK Jr. sucking up some of the electoral vote in New York, I think Donald Trump has started to believe the QAnon conspiracy theories that Bobby Kennedy Jr. can help him win New York. I think Donald Trump has bought into this stupid fucking fantasy. And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I am all for these people spending gobs of their money on delusion, just like the Trump stock. Holy fuck. Have you seen this thing? Goddamn. It's going to dip below $20 today. Like I said, I would bet by the end of April that son of a bitch is a penny stock. That son of a bitch will be selling for less than a dollar. And people will still be shorting that son of a bitch by the time we get to May. That fucking thing, the thing is tanked out of the hole, son of a bitch. And by the way, Dark Brandon has showed back up on the scene and he's absolutely making fun of Donald Trump in front of a microphone. It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. Absolutely coming after him in the ways that affect his sensibility the most. And it's exactly the attacks that Biden personally should be lobbing at Trump. In videos and ads, the Biden campaign should be talking about how Donald Trump is taking responsibility for taking away women's rights to health care, banning their privacy with their own doctors, criminalizing their pregnancies. He's taking credit for that. He wants credit for it. They should give him credit in the ads, and we should not let up on this road rage. It is what is going to drive people to the fucking polls. Men and women, do not doubt that men out there with daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers aren't going to go to the fucking polls and vote for their rights. There is a whole fucking coalition of men out there that absolutely 100% do not want their fucking, the people that they love to be second class citizens. And nor do we want them to go after any other communities and any other people in this country. There are plenty of men out there, even people who would consider themselves conservative are Republicans that do not want these fucking MAGA Nazis taking away the rights of people. Don't give a fuck who they are. And we don't care if they're fucking women. We don't care if they're LGBTQ. We don't care if they're black, brown. We don't give a shit. We do not want them to take their fucking rights away from them. And I'm telling you, there is a whole coalition of men out there that's ready to do it. Ready to stand in line with the women to vote for their rights. Because I'll be good goddamned if I'm going to live in a country where my daughter is a second class citizen and a piece of fucking GOP property. You can go straight to fucking hell with that shit. Straight to fucking hell, bitch. That shit ain't going to happen. My daughter is not going to be living in this country as MAGA's piece of property. You can go fuck yourself. And I know there's plenty of fucking dads out there that feel the exact same fucking way. People who are my age, a little older and a little younger, they're 40, 30, upper 20s, 30s and 40s. Us men who have daughters, who have sisters, who have mothers. And we watched our mothers and our sisters and our grandmothers have those fucking rights. And you're going to tell us our daughters can't have those fucking, well, you can fuck right off all the way the fuck off, bitch. And as the Biden campaign leans into that message, we need to carry those buckets of water all around the country and dump that message anywhere we can dump it. And it will fire up this country to make sure they go vote against MAGA fucking Nazis. Because that's what the fuck they are. They're MAGA Nazis. And I actually have a clip to show you today because I make sure that each show we're showing you something that's going to get you fired up with your road rage. Or at least give you an opportunity to show someone else a video clip, something, some sort of media to advance that message, to advance that strategic outrage, to build the pro-democracy coalition against these MAGA Nazis. But today, and I also try to show you white Christian nationalism in their own words, and not Trump crack. I give you plenty of Trump crack. I mean, we have no shortage of supply of Trump crack here lately. Holy fuck. If you're watching our social media accounts or you're watching the YouTube community tab, holy fuck. The Trump crack is lit. And it is on fire. So we try to provide you with your crack addiction. Trump crack specifically. Okay. But I also try to feed you a healthy diet on this show of what the real problem is, which is white Christian nationalism. They're the ones that want to take the rights away from women. They're the ones who want to genocide LGBTQ people. They're the one who want to repatriate brown and black people through staging area concentration camps, detention centers. That's what they want to do. And going back to 1864 just is not going to be the appetite of the majority of America. Do you want your children and your fucking grandchildren to live in 1864? Huh? Do you? Dummy? Do you? That's a good fucking question. There's you a good fucking question when you run into one of these fucking idiots in the grocery store that's got a fucking Trump hat on. You just look at them and say, oh, 1864, huh? That's where you want your grandchildren and your children to live, is 1864, right? Is that it? That'll get the fucking conversation started. But we must not let up on this. But I have a video to show you of white Christian nationalism, and it's going to give you a little bit of hope. I'm not going to lie. When I watch this video, I'm like, oh, fuck. This is the rumblings of them realizing that they may have to go back underneath their rock. Because the visuals of the Trump losses right now are real. And the lies are really starting to be undermined, right? That he's this big winner and he always wins and he kicks ass and he take names and all that bullshit. He's got to show up every day in court for the boring ass process of picking fucking jurors. And it's boring, folks. It's fucking boring. It's boring stuff. And yesterday, I think the judge admonished him for, I don't know, he was saying some shit underneath his breath. Maybe he was grumbling about having a full diaper or something and he needed a break. But the judge took it as him flinging words at one of the jurors. And it's so funny, too, because I watched reporters tweet out yesterday, like, the seventh juror has been selected. Oh, my God. That's not news. Listen to me. I know the news media is desperate here. They're desperate. They're fucking desperate because they're losing against social media accounts like ours. I think I've had USA Today fact check me on my Instagram page at least four or five times in the last two or three weeks. They fact check us. They put like a USA Today fact check on our post. And the only reason why is because one of the USA fact checkers actually came to me and needed to check a fact. They were coming to me to check facts, and now they're all over my account. They're watching the account and they're flagging shit. I guess I pissed them off in the DM. Maybe I should go back and make photo screen grabs of that DM to show you guys what I told that motherfucker. He said, aren't you going to market parody or satire? I said, fuck no. I'm not going to mark shit in parody or satire. That defeats the whole purpose. It's not satire or parody anymore if you have to fucking mark it, you dumb. It's not my fault, and it's not our fault that MAGA is the parody of themselves, right? We didn't do this to them. They did this to them. This is a they problem. This is a them problem. This is a MAGA problem, not our problem. Just because they're ridiculous, and then we show how ridiculous they are, and it's believable. Well, that is something that has been created by Donald Trump and his cult. So what do you want me to do about that? I'm not marking comedy. I'm not marking satire. I'm not marking parody. It defeats the purpose. And if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. But they still won't let us broadcast on Instagram, I don't believe. We'll try it tomorrow. Maybe we'll try it tomorrow. See if we can get that broadcast going tomorrow. See if we can get it going. Because we're still going to cut off on YouTube. I know people on YouTube, this is probably pissing you off. That we're still cutting you off after the break. And we're going to do that again today. 30 minutes, you get the first A block. And then after the A block, you're cut off. You have to go over to Twitch. So just go to thetonymichaels.com. Let me show you where to go. You just go to thetonymichaels.com. That link is posted at the top of the video feed every single day. Thetonymichaels.com. You just go to the website and you click this link right here. You click the thumbnail. Yeah, I used the picture of him sleeping again today. There's your Trump crack if you're wanting it. You can steal the thumbnails too. I don't know if people know that. You can steal the thumbnails. You can actually go to Twitter. I post that thumbnail every single day for people to steal. And then you can go out and you can post it as a meme somewhere if you want. If it's memeable enough for you. But this one should be. This one right here, anti-woke, should be memeable enough for you that you can go post it on your social media accounts. So, but here's the deal. If you want to watch the full episode of the Tony Michaels podcast and you want to support the YouTube channel and the Twitch channel, you just click this thumbnail right here and you will go to the Twitch channel. Now, a lot of people say, well, but Twitch has commercials. Well, that's because that's the only platform that this show is monetized on is Twitch. And yes, so there are commercials, but you can get rid of the commercials for free. It doesn't cost you a single thing if you're an Amazon Prime user. If you're an Amazon Prime user, you can actually link your Prime account to your Twitch account. And I appreciate everyone who has. We're up to, I don't know, we're up to almost 300. Yeah, we're almost up to 300 subs. Now we've got over 2,000 followers on Twitch, and we're up to almost 300 subscribers on Twitch. It helps out a ton. It helps out a ton. Number one, you're able to watch the show with commercial free viewing. Paywall! Paywall! Hey, Donald, it's not a paywall, man. It's not a paywall. It's not a paywall. I'm not making you pay to watch this show. You can go watch the show for free on Twitch. There'll be a couple commercials, but that's not a paywall. I don't advertise those commercials. I don't post those commercials. It's something Twitch does. But you can do commercial free viewing if you like. Or if you want, you can wait and you can listen to the audio version absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a single fucking nickel to go download that. The show is free. Free, 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 and free. It didn't cost you a fucking nickel. You can also go to Facebook. Delight Loves Movies says, I don't use Twitch. You can go to Facebook as well and watch it. Or you can go to X-Chan and watch the entire episode on X-Chan. If you have a Twitter account, it is what it is. I know it's upsetting. And hopefully we will get back to playing the entire episode on YouTube. I want to get back to doing that. But when we show videos and make fun and mock and do all the things that we do in the latter half of the show, the problem is that YouTube has a chance to actually nuke our channel. And I'm not going to try to sacrifice the channel at this point. I we went through this, you know, and we're going to keep going through it, but I've got two strikes on YouTube, one more strikes and they nuke the channel. Just follow the fucking rules. Hey, Donald, go get fucked. I love it. I love it when the audience thinks that I won't come back at them. The fuck you mean to follow the fucking rules? Fuck you. I don't want to follow the rules. I want to test the boundaries. It's the reason why this show helps. That's the reason why this show helps. And you can ask anyone in the fucking chat. The reason why they listen to this show is because I don't follow the fucking rules. That's the less fucking problem. Is one fucking problem they got is they follow the fucking rules way too much. They don't test those boundaries. We got to get fucking tough here. Our country's at stake. Your daughters, your sisters, your nieces, your wife, your friends' fucking liberties are at risk here. And it ain't just hypothetically speaking. They are writing bills in states right now that are stripping people of their fucking rights.
and they're trying to get this shit to the Supreme Court, and they're not going to stop. These motherfuckers aren't going to stop. So if it takes me not following the fucking rules, then I'll do it. I don't give a shit. Yes, I'll test the boundaries. You goddamn right, I'll go right up to those motherfuckers and piss over the fence. I don't give a shit. It's time that liberals get fucking tough. None of this crybaby shit. And besides, Donald, did you listen to the fucking intro? Did you listen to the intro? It says, no rules, no boundaries, motherfucker. That's what it says. That's what it says, Donald. So take your punk-ass bitch, little whiny little, hey, follow the rules. Go sit in the corner. Just sit there and wait for the rest of us to fucking fix this thing. So no, I'm not going to follow the fucking rules. I've never followed the fucking rules. Frankly, it's what gets me in trouble in life. But you know, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. By testing boundaries, testing authority. It's what happens. And we are going to do that where we can. We are going to do that where we can. So we're not going to stop testing the boundaries. We're not going to stop breaking the rules. We just won't do it on YouTube for a while so that I get off probation. As soon as we're off probation, baby, no rules, no boundaries is back. Skip, you're right. It's always the Donalds, isn't it? Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. It's always these guys named Donald. 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 Oh, Donald. Where'd Donald go? Did Donald leave? Oh, fuck. Donald left. Poop. He'll be back. He'll be back just like you should be back. If you're on Twitch, Facebook, and XGen, if you're on YouTube, get your fucking asses over there. Stop playing around. Just get over there on Twitch. We'll see you right after the break on Twitch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
We'll be right back. Mark, 60 seconds. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Are you ready for best pizza of life? Bring friends down to Pepperoni Hug Spot. Our chefs make pizza with heart and special touch. Cheese, pepperoni, vegetable, and more secret things. Need delivery? Pizzas come fast. Knock, knock, who's there? Pizza magic. Eat Pepperoni Hug Spot pizza. Your tummy say thank you. Your mouth say, mmm. Pepperoni Hug Spot. It's like family, but with more cheese.
Catch Tony's Twitch stream, The Shit List Roundup, at twitch.tv/TheTonyMichaels. We're back to the King of Brilliance. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Welcome back to the show. If you're back, if you're here on Twitch, if you're watching us on Twitch, Facebook, or XGen, Donald says, I'm back. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Poor Donald. I know you'll be back, Donald. Oh, it's one thing that the when you get left-wing political commentators, they get really fucking, oh, don't make an audience member mad. Well, what if an audience member says something stupid? What if they say something really stupid? Then what am I supposed to do? Am I just supposed to ignore it? What if an audience member is a MAGA? What if they're a Cheeto-humping fuck nugget? There is a good possibility. I mean, Shaz is here every fucking day jerking off to my show. I don't know what he's doing over there. I'm sure he's, you know, playing with his pud while he's watching this. That's right. Congratulations on becoming content. Oh, you're going to be stupid in the chat. You may just become part of the content. they're going to want me to grift here. So I better get to some grifting now that we've got the core audience here. These are the loyal Tony Michael podcast watchers right here live. So if you're hearing my voice, you know you're part of the crew. So go to thetonymichaels.com. That's right. Go to thetonymichaels.com. Hit subscribe at the top of the page. Pan on down and make sure you're following me on Patreon. And I want to thank everyone who's purchased a membership here lately, especially the people who have done it by the year. Did you know if you go over to Patreon and you purchase a membership for the whole year at once, you get a 10% discount? That's right. You get a 10% discount on the Patreon membership if you do it for the full year. Also, it doesn't cost you a thing to join the Discord server, so I don't know why you're not doing that. Go download the Discord app. Click this link right here. It'll take you directly into our Discord server. It's kind of like the Fuck'em Fam social media platform. That's really what it is, if I'm going to describe what the Discord is. Our Discord server is the Fuck'em Fam's personal social media outlet. That's what it is. Too much grifting. Too much grifting. Are you serious? Come on, Mel. I don't grift that much. All right. So you also, the other part of the grift that I want you to do is go up to the top of the page and click store. See if you can find my favorite t-shirt I got going on. Democracy is a joint effort. We need to make democracy a joint effort and roll up and smoke these MAGAs all the way down the ballot. That's right. Every single ballot measure, every single candidate, we need to roll them up and smoke them in this joint effort for democracy as we go vote at the ballot box. Very, very, very important. So go check that out. Go to the Commie Falls gift shop there on thetonymichaels.com. Just click store and you'll enter the Commie Falls gift shop and you'll find all kinds of Antiva type trinkets. Because we do broadcast live. We broadcast live from the Antiva corporate headquarters here in Commie Falls, Missouri. And I'm proud to broadcast from the Antiva corporate headquarters here in Commie Falls, Missouri. So thank you for all your support. This show is made possible for viewers and listeners like you. As they say, am I stealing that from NPR? Am I stealing that? Oh, well. All right. So let's go back to this bodega thing. Because I think this is just as disrespectful or more disrespectful than him thinking he's going to gain black votes because he has a pair of sneakers. Do you remember this? They put out a pair of sneakers and everyone immediately thought that he was selling sneakers to pay for the $500 million that he'd owed to the state of New York. And I said, no. These sneakers have been in the works for a while. He's trying to court black voters. That's what I said that night. It was like they did the thing on Saturday. I did my Sunday rant on Sunday. I was one of the first ones to it. Like, he's doing this because he's trying to get black people to vote for him. And he thinks that black people are dumb enough to vote for him because he's got a pair of sneakers. Now he thinks black people are dumb enough because he showed up at Harlem at a bodega. I mean, I wish I could make this up. I really wish I can make this up. But here's a little bit of the video. Oh, let's see. I got several videos here that I'm going to show you of this visit to Harlem. Here is one of them. You see the fat fuck standing right here behind the prison bars. I don't know why he does this, but this shows you that this was not just I want to run to the bodega to grab a candy bar. You know what I mean? This was not only planned, but it was an organized photo op. And the reason why you know that it's an organized photo op is because, you're going to see in the video. Watch this video. All right, there's all the people saying in Harlem that they love Trump. Now, it's very hard to spot because there's so many white people, but it's very hard to spot any black people. Now, I don't have to remind you, and maybe I should. Harlem is 65% black. Okay. And I don't know if you're counting in this crowd here, but if you look and you just start counting how many black folks you see in this crowd, it's nowhere near 65%. Nowhere near 65%. Now, I am actually all in favor of Trump doing this. Now, it is denigrating. It is disrespectful. It is really boneheaded to display how stupid you think black people are in a campaign like this. It really is. It's possibly one of the dumbest things you can do to try to court black vote. But really, honestly, they're not trying to court black vote. They're not. Here's what they're going to say after the election in November, because Joe Biden is going to fucking trounce Trump. Okay. I'm highly confident in that. My confidence builds every single fucking day. It is a question, rather, we as a voting block and we as voters are going to choose the right candidates all the way down the ballot. That is the question that still remains. What is going to happen with the down ballot races? That is still unclear to me. I think there's still room for Democrats to win. Okay. I believe that there's still room for Democrats to gain seats even today. Like there are seats right now that would, if the election was today, would probably swing Republican, but we can make that happen by November. And it's going to take all hands on deck, and we're going to have to keep pressing against white Christian nationalism. And any candidate who supports or stands with MAGA or white Christian nationalism, then we must make sure that we get the voting bloc to vote them out. But I am not terrified of a Trump candidacy. And I am not terrified of Trump even coming anywhere near winning the White House. And this is the reason why. This is the reason why. There are more people in this crowd, folks, that showed up or were paid to show up to chant, "We love Trump," than there were at his criminal trial supporting him. Okay? There are more people who accidentally showed up at this fucking bodega. And you notice the people who showed up and willing to show up and chant this are fucking white people. Okay. Now, again, in Harlem, the population of Harlem is 7% white. So I think this is probably all the white people that possibly reside in Harlem. I guess it's all of them. It's all those white people. No, I'm kidding. No, even white people in Harlem are not going to vote for Trump. New York City fucking hates Trump. That's the other thing that's wild to me about this idea that he would go to a bodega in Harlem, as if anywhere in New York City likes them and Harlem would be the prime spot for people to vote for Trump. It really is fucking stupid. This is the dumbest. This is dumb. It's dumb. And the only reason why he's doing this is so that when they lose in November, because he's going to get trounced and he's gonna lose more of the black vote than he had in 2020. Because of shit like this. But it's their plan. Their plan is to cook in the narrative that it was rigged. Literally, there is going to be someone in November, a week or two after the election, a Republican, probably Stephen Miller, that fucking Nazi, he's going to be on places like Fox News and Newsmax saying this very thing. He's going to be saying something, maybe not exactly like this, but very similar to this. He's going to say, "How there is no way that Donald Trump didn't get X amount of black votes. Donald Trump went to Harlem. Donald Trump went to Harlem. Joe Biden didn't go to Harlem." That's what he's going to say. The reason why they showed up at Harlem is because they figure now they can use this in their narrative of why black people are definitely going to vote for Trump, because Trump went to Harlem. As if Trump showing up in Harlem is a shoe-in for black people to vote for him. Listen, I don't know what you know about the year 1864, right? I'm not really sure if you're familiar with the year 1864. There are people in this country, though, that hear the words the year 1864, okay? And they have a little bit of a visceral reaction towards it. I mean, people that look like me and are like me weren't really worried about the year 1864. If you want to know the God's honest truth, I don't have near as much of a visceral reaction as I'm sure black people in Harlem have when they hear the words, the year 1864. Donald Trump is the one who is bragging that he took Arizona back to the year 1864. The year of the slave. And I don't know why commentators aren't talking more about this. But this trip, and again, I think the media is going to avoid this situation where he's doing this because the right wing's bragging about it. And I always feel like the mainstream media, when they watch the right wing bragging about something online, on Twitter especially, they're like, oh my God, we can't talk about this because they're bragging about it. What the fuck? That's the thing you need to talk about. That's the thing we should bring up. They're foreshadowing. They're projecting. They're weak. It is their weakness. They're trying to make their weakness appear as a strength. It's not. We can take advantage of this by messaging. Because that's what they're trying to do, is message. And yes, mock their ass. You goddamn right. Mock them. Mockery is the best form of fuckery. And when they say Trump showed up in Harlem, you might say, well, what is he trying to take them back to 1864 too? Huh? Is that what he did? He show up to try to get them back to 1864? He loves that Arizona went to 1864. I'm sure all the folks in Harlem are excited about Donald Trump's 1864 agenda. Oh, I bet they're just fucking thrilled about that. Yeah. Is he evicting people? Is that why he showed up in Harlem? Is he evicting people out of his low-income housing that his daddy built with government taxpayer money? Huh? Go after him hard. Get after him. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Don't wait on the media to do this shit. We can do this shit. But watch as they chant. Watch as the white people chant for their white savior.
We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump.
Okay, so this is an honest question. Do you really believe that Donald Trump in his lifetime has had to go down to the bodega, huh? And grab some milk and eggs and bread. Do you think so? And then for those of you who don't know, if you're wanting to know what a bodega is, because some people might have confusion about it, it's just a small little grocery store. Just corner grocery. And so you can get your essentials. It's not one of the big, massive fucking Walmart Supercenter type things, right? Just corner store where you can go get your fucking cigarettes, your beer, your milk, and your eggs and bread, right? Maybe a few other things. But the essentials. Do you think that motherfucker has ever been inside of a bodega at all? At all? At all? Not only has he never been to a bodega, I would guarantee you that if someone suggested he walk to a bodega before this, before they were like, no, what we're going to do is we're going to set up a photo op in Harlem to pander to black people. So because we think they're stupid enough to think that if you show up in Harlem at a bodega that you support black people, they're that dumb, sir. I mean, you don't believe me? Here, watch this clip here.
President Trump, one of the first things you're going to do when you take office to address the inner cities of America and give them hope to restore the American dream, Atlanta, New York, Philly, Chicago, D.C.
We're going to come in and number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. and we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Let me show you, stupid.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make a big play for New York to try to give the cops more leeway to beat up black people. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the folks in Harlem are really excited to hear that a bunch of white cops are going to beat the shit out of black people in Harlem. That sounds really cool. I'm sure they're just waiting in line to vote for Trump on that one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because we all know that the problem that black people have in Harlem is there's not enough white cops beating the shit out of them. Yeah, that's the thing. Right. Stop and frisk. Am I right? Am I right? Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? What the fuck? Come on, man. You can't be serious. This ain't really what you're going with, is it?
This city. I love this city. And it's gone so bad in the last 4 years. And we're going to straighten New York out. So, running for president, we're putting a big hit in New York. With half a million migrants poured in and headed over the parks. They took over your hotels. They take over everything.
The migrants, all those Hispanic people. Oh my God, those Hispanic people. Harlem is, I don't know if I have to go through the demographics with Grandpa Poopy Pants here, but Harlem is, not only is it 65% black, but it's 25% Hispanic. Okay? People in Harlem are not scared of Hispanic people, you fucking dummy. They're not scared of fucking Hispanic people. What a fucking bonehead. And then the lie that crime is up. And this is the lie that the Great White Hope always wants you to believe, right? The Great White Hope always wants you to believe that crime is up, but it's up in those black and brown areas. So they can send their white cops in these black and brown areas to put black and Hispanic people in their place. Make sure they don't cross that invisible boundary. Keep them in their neighborhoods. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You smell what I'm stepping in. But it's always the hope of white people that they would get more cops to keep those certain people with the certain pigmentation out of certain neighborhoods. Now, this is one of the dumbest things to even say to court black voters or Hispanic voters in Harlem. Is we're going to try to keep the brown people out. It's literally what he just said. I mean, not literally, but he's talking about migrants. He's saying brown people. He means brown people, migrants.
What they've done, they've destroyed so many people. The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally.
What the fuck is he talking about? Black folks' unemployment rate has never been lower. It's the lowest it's been in a long motherfucking time. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? The problem isn't that people don't have fucking jobs. The problem is corporations are greedy and won't pay people what they're fucking worth. That's the problem that we have. And the other problem that we have is corporations are fucking gouging us. It's not fucking inflation. It's thievery. Okay. It's thievery. They're stealing our fucking money because they think they can. So what are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for this guy? He's going to send more white cops to Harlem and is going to prop up corporations, give them the fucking tax cuts, let them fucking run roughshod over the consumers. Huh? What are you going to vote for? Someone who's trying to do government the right way. What are you going to do? Are you going to vote for the book burner and the price gouger? And the cop lover? Huh? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to vote for the cop lover. You're going to vote for the book burner. You're going to vote for the price gouger. Is that what you're going to vote for? because that's what the fuck they're voting for. That's what MAGA is supporting here. Not only is he an adjudicated rapist and a pussy grabber, but this motherfucker is a price gouger. This motherfucker is a book burner. This motherfucker is a cop lover. Okay? That's what he is. And yes, you can round it all out by saying he's a Bible salesman. Because Bible salesmen are always in support of the cops, are always in support of price gouging corporations, and they're always in support of the book burners, for fucking sure. So get out there and spread the fucking message. Get out there and let people know what the hell's going on. But I do want to show you this. this is Benny Johnson actually posted that clip from Real America's Voice. You know, our friend Benji, he is the gayest closeted man on the internet. I truly believe that. I actually think if there were a contest, Benny Johnson would win. And I want to congratulate Benny on this fact. Benny Johnson would 100% win the, I mean, look at him. Look, come on. He would be voted the gayest closeted man on the internet. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, hell, that might be a badge of honor for old Grindr app Benny. But he says Trump leaves black supporters in Harlem with inspiring message to make surprise visit to bodega. Number one, this is not a surprise visit, Benny. You fucking lying sack of shit. How in the fuck does anyone believe anything this fucking idiot says? A surprise visit? They had an entire fucking white audience stage to chant. They had all the fucking fencing out. They had the cops there, security's there. The press was already in their own little fucking area. Get the fuck out of here, man. This is not a surprise visit to a bodega. They had this planned. And then the fact that it's an inspiring message. Look, you black people in Harlem. I'm going to make sure more cops come here and they fuck with you. And I hate brown people, by the way. I hate brown people. You can't trust Mexicans. You can't trust them migrants. They'll take your stuff. They'll take your jobs. You can't trust them, even though it's 25% of the community. Yes, random fucking visits don't require barricades. They just don't. They don't require barricades. You don't have fucking barricades so that you can make sure the press is over here and the crowd to chant the Trump shit that's paid to chant the Trump shit's over here at a random visit. That's not how it works. But all right. Okay, Benny. All right, Benny. I said, all I see is saltine looking motherfuckers. I don't see any black folks. There's not too many black folks in the frame there. Yeah, Benny's an idiot. What are you going to do? He's a fucking idiot. Is it his fault? Probably. It probably is his fault. All right, let's go to some more videos of this this Manhattan visit here. Here's another fucking idiot. This is Mike Crispy of New Jersey. This guy's a dumb shit. I mean, just a complete dumb shit. He's a host on Rumble, and he's a businessman. This is the guy who said he dumped his entire portfolio. This Mike Crispy guy dumped his entire, this will show you how stupid he is, okay? I'm just using this as evidence, right? And this is not me saying it. He fucking posted this on Twitter. He said he was going to dump his entire portfolio and put every single penny in DJT. I don't know. Mike probably couldn't afford anything in the bodega anymore. I mean, he lost the whole thing. He couldn't even get a Snickers in the bodega. He ain't got enough cash. The Trump stock fucking robbed him of all of it. But here Mike says, and he posts this video from Newsmax. It's a 15-second clip. And Mike says this, which is really fucking weird here. He says, the deranged libs wish Trump was tired and sleeping in court. That's what he was doing. Absolute fake news. Kind of like your stock portfolio, huh? he's very much awake. What? Whoa, what? And very much at the height of his game. He's awake. Whoa, 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 Mike. So Donald Trump is woke? Are you listening to what you're saying? Are you listening what you're saying? Listen, listen. If he's woke, y'all need to make up your fucking minds. This is ridiculous. Either say he's woke or he's not, all right? You can't have it both ways. But here's the clip he posted. All right? Now, I'm going to point this out to you. I want to show you. This over here is the bodega owner and his son right here. Now, they posted a picture of them. And then over here, there's one, and it looks like two black folks, maybe three here in the background. I'm not really sure. It's hard to tell here in this photo here, but it definitely is not majority black or Hispanic. There's not 90% of this crowd behind the fence here, the pre-planned fencing barricades. There's not 90% black and brown. But let's hear what Mike decided made Trump woke, because that's what he's saying, is he's woke. Trump is woke.
Do you believe you violated the gag order?
No, I didn't. There shouldn't be a gag order. Let me just tell you. The gag order is totally unconstitutional. The judge should not be there. The judge is highly conflicted. He should not be there.
God, the judge? I should not have a judge. And there should be no such thing as gag orders. Well, take it to Supreme Court then, bitch. Gag orders are 100% constitutional. 100%. It's why we tell you fucking Cheeto-humping fuck nuggets out there that the First Amendment is not unabridged. Your freedom of speech can be limited, you dumb fuck. One of it is when you're, I don't know, under criminal indictment and criminal prosecution. You can't just say whatever the fuck you want to say about witnesses. It's a thing, or the jury, for that matter. So yeah, the gag order is constitutional. Because you don't just get, it's not unabridged fucking free speech just because you're rich and white. But that's what he believes. He believes he gets unabridged free speech because of his privilege. And that's what he's really mad about. That's what is really upsetting him and MAGA here. As you see his neck pussy flat below his fucking dick sucker here. As he says this stupid shit. That somehow he doesn't get to have a judge. That the process of the state of New York picking judges is unconstitutional? Get the fuck out of here, man. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard of in my life. That's the dumbest argument. Meaning, I did commit the crime. I did commit the crime. You goddamn right. You goddamn right. Did you fucking make the hush money payment? You goddamn right I did. He did. He made the fucking hush money payment. And they know he can't say he didn't. He's not going to be able to say in court that he didn't make this payment and he didn't direct this payment. There's a fucking paper trail. Fuck, there's tapes. He's not going to be able to deny the fact that he tried to cover up the fact that he tried to fuck Stormy Daniels and he was hiding it from people so that they would elect him president of the United States. That's what the fuck happened. And that's why he's got to go on the attack. You know, when you're on the internet, right? And you make a really good, valid point. Whatever that point may be. Maybe it's that, you know, you shouldn't wear certain colors after Labor Day. Whatever the valid point is. And then MAGA comes in your comments and they're like, oh, but you're fat. You're fat. You're ugly. What do you know? That's this thing. That's what this is. This guy does not have a good defense against what he did or the crimes that he committed. He does not have a good defense. So his defense is, listen, it is unconstitutional for them to gag me during a criminal trial, which is not unconstitutional. And I shouldn't have a judge. There should be no judge. I shouldn't be being judged, which is not a thing. It's fucking dumb. That's what this is, him whining and complaining and being a little bitch. But I love it. I love it. I fucking love it. I love it. And the reason why is because MAGA is absolutely fucking losing their minds. They're losing their minds. Because they can't figure out what they're going to do here. Because it is getting really fucking bad for them. It's getting terrible. What the hell is going on here? Button push. There you go. All right. Trying to give Mike credit here. Mike Crispy credit. Crispy Creams credit. All right, let's go to some more crazy fucking shit. Some crazy arguments that are made. Here's Habba Dabba Doo. Habba Dabba Doo with her DSLs on Newsmax explaining to us how jurisdiction doesn't work. Let's listen to this non-smart lawyer.
We're in a blue state. That's all by design. Don't get it twisted, folks. They do this intentionally, just like they're bringing the one in Washington, just like Georgia. They pick these states on purpose. They
You know what I love? I fucking love when I say something to make fun of a lawyer, you know, out there. And I'm like, oh, you know, I put on my smart lawyer glasses. And people would come at, especially when we were talking about the 14th Amendment. You remember this? This feels like it was years ago when I was correct about the 14th Amendment and so many people were wrong. And they kept telling me, Tony, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not a lawyer. You're not a lawyer. You're not a lawyer. Listen, folks, I will give you Exhibit A of evidence. I want to enter this into the record, into court, into open court here. As I put my lawyer glasses on, lawyers do not mean that you're smart. You do not have to be smart to be a fucking lawyer. You do not have to be intelligent to be a fucking lawyer. So when you hear someone say, I'm a lawyer or I've been a prosecutor or some shit like that, that does not mean that they know what the fuck they're talking about. Okay. It does not automatically. It could be a good experience, right? It could mean that there is some decent expertise from these people. It could mean that, but it doesn't always guarantee that the person behind the degree or the law license is worth the fuck. Because this one definitely is not worth the fuck. Listen to what she says again. Listen to what she says about the states.
We're in a blue state. That's all by design.
We're in a blue state. It's all by design. Okay. It's by design. Joe Brandon made it sure that the blue state is where Donald Trump would commit this crime. What the fuck are you talking about? How is it that Joe Biden is so inept? Joe Biden is so dumb. He's so dementia ridden that he can't fucking get up in the morning and put his fucking shoes on or walk around. But the son of a bitch is so diabolical. So diabolical to make sure that in 2016, Donald Trump made a hush money payment through Michael Cohen to Stormy Daniels to make sure that he can definitely have him fucking prosecuted in the 2024 election, not the 2020 election, the 2024 election in a blue state. She says it's by design. By design by who? Trump, you fucking dumb bitch. This was Trump's design, you fucking dumb cunt. He committed this crime in the state of New York by design, I guess, if you want to say it that way. Yeah, he designed the crime in New York, you fucking idiot.
Don't get it twisted, folks. They do this intentionally, just like they're bringing the one in Washington, just like Georgia.
Yeah, because he committed crimes in Washington. He tried to overthrow our government. He fucking incited an insurrection, you fucking dumb bitch, in D.C., He fucking tried to get people to steal the election down in fucking Georgia, in that fucking jurisdiction, in Miami, in South Florida, in Mar-a-Lago. The motherfucker was fucking harboring documents and obstructing justice in South Florida. It's the reason why that case is in South Florida, you dumb cunt. I don't know if, because I've never been to law school. nor would I want to go. It sounds like it makes people really stupid, if you want to know the honest truth. There's so many dumb lawyers out there. They're just fucking dumb. I mean, yeah, there's good ones. There's smart ones. But fuck, I'm starting to believe that they're few and far between. I'm not kidding you. This is fucking ridiculous. I don't know what fucking day that they went over jurisdiction in this fucking bonehead's law class, but holy actual fuck, she must have been sleeping like Donald Trump sleeps during court. Fuck me. Whew. Good Lord.
It was all by plan, all by design. He committed these crimes by design so that he would be prosecuted in these states that he committed the crimes in. Yeah, you fucking idiot. That's how it works. He's probably going to be prosecuted in fucking Atlanta, too. Dumb.
Speaking of stupidity, let me give you wish.com gerbils here. Stephen Miller appears on Fox News to really give us insight on why we should vote for Trump. Now, you think I'm going to play the Nazi part out loud on this guy, but this is way worse. This is not the Nazi part out loud. This fucking ghoul has now had to debase himself that he has to call Donald Trump a fashion icon. I'm not kidding you. He went on Fox News to have to try to pimp Donald Trump ties or some shit. Watch this.
Also to say, since we're addressing the subject of style.
Yeah.
The most stylish president and first lady in our lifetimes are Donald Trump and Melania Trump.
What the fuck did he just say? What the fuck? Go back. What? Say it again. Say it again, you Nazi.
Also to say, since we're addressing the subject of style, the most stylish president and first lady in our lifetimes are Donald Trump and Melania Trump.
Okay, first off, why are you yelling at us about this? Right? Why are you yelling? Okay. And the other thing, too, is if they were the most stylish, right? Why didn't his tie line take off? You know, he had Trump ties and Trump suits. Did you know that? That was another fucking failed venture from Donald Trump. Because everything Donald Trump touches turns to liquid shit. Absolute liquid shit. I mean, look at this guy. He has to debase himself to go on Fox News and lie. But then you got to lie about this? What the fuck? I mean, it is obvious that Donald Trump put this fucking Nazi-ridden scab up to this.
Listen, Stephen, you need to go on Fox News. You need to let them know. You need to let them know who is the most fashionable president of all time.
All right. I don't know if I need to prove this or not, but let's listen to Ghoulface here to see what else he says about Donald Trump's style. And then he's a fashion icon. Let's listen.
Donald Trump's a style icon. He changed American fashion.
Stop, you motherfucker. Stop. Let me show you. Let me show you this guy's style, this guy's fashion. This is the fashion icon that he's talking about here. Look at this guy. Look at the fupa on this bitch. Is that what he's doing? He's selling fupa suits. Oh, yeah, the guy's a fashion icon. Look, he sells fupa suits. Oh, look here. Oh, here we go. Here's another fupa suit. Look at this fupa suit. Oh, man, look at this guy. He's so what? What's with the dick wrinkles, huh? What's with the diaper rings here, huh? What's with that? Because your diaper's all full and bunched up in your fupa, huh? You know, they used to have FUBU. Now they have fupa suits. They're fupa suits. Fupa. Here we go. Here's more from the fashion icon, Donald Trump. Look at him. Oh, he's so fashionable. He's so, man. Dude, some people are wearing slim cut pants now. Jesus Christ. I don't know why you're hiding all the shit running down your leg with these oversized wide leg suit pants, but fuck, that is not stylish. No one believes that's stylish. Slim cut is the thing nowadays. Even I know that, for fuck's sake. Oh, you want more? Okay, I'll give you more. I'll give you more. Here you go. Here's a good one. Here's how the fashion icon likes to wear his FUPA tuxedos. Look at this guy. Look at this. What the fuck is this? Look at look at this shit. The arms are way too long on this fucking thing. Look at this. And the butt. Look at the fucking pants. You could fit 12 full diapers in these goddamn pants. Fashion icon. My ass. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God. Come on, man. Come on. A fashion icon? Really? That's what we're going to do. I don't even need to show you what he golfs in. Do I? I swear to God, I will. I fucking will if I have to. A fashion icon. What? Did he say that out loud? Did he? Let's watch it one more time. Let's see. Let's watch it one more time. Let's see what. See if I missed it.
He also just say, since we're addressing the subject of style, the most stylish president and first lady in our lifetimes are Donald Trump and Melania Trump.
Oh my God! Did you see how he had to really suck in to tell that lie? Oh my God! Oh, really had to suck in to tell that lie. Right before he lied. Oh my God. Okay, let's do a quick check-in on the DJT stock. We've got a video of it right here. Let's check in. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Go low, bitch. Get low. Get low. So that's breaking from from the stock market floor. Because that's where it is on the fucking floor in the stock market. Good Lord. Is it going to dip below 20 today or has it already been there? Has it dipped below 20 or is it already there? All right, let's go. I want to show you. Yeah, we already did that. No, I'd love to show you that video, but we probably aren't going to have enough time. We'll probably do that one in the remainder. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have to play this. This is one clip that I wanted to show you today of Kevin McCarthy. Apparently, Donald Trump has something on Kevin McCarthy. I'm not sure if Kevin McCarthy is trying to get back in the good graces of Donald Trump. I'm not sure really what's going on. But speaking of lies in non-stylish ways, here's Kevin McCarthy lying on Fox News. You wouldn't have guessed that he lied, would you? Let's listen.
You do not. And think about it. Biden tries the campaign because he's concerned about democracy. And he's denying democracy. First, he sues to try to make sure Trump can't be on the ticket. Then he goes and tries to put him in court. And every action he has taken, President Trump's numbers have only grown. Why?
What the fuck? Wait, back it up. What did he say about what? Biden's trying to up in democracy. How? Say it again.
You do not. And think about it. Biden tries the campaign because he's concerned about democracy. And he's denying democracy. First, he sues to try to make sure Trump can't be on the ticket.
Okay, first off, that was in Colorado, and it was the Republicans that sued for him not to be on the primary ticket, their asshole. Okay, listen up, fucko. It was not Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't convince a bunch of fucking Republicans in Colorado to sue Donald Trump off the Republican primary ticket. The Republicans in Colorado were sick and tired of his shit and thought, you know what? We're probably going to fucking lose here if we don't do something about this son of a bitch. So they did something really stupid and tried to take him off the primary ballot as opposed to just waste that money trying to actually find a primary challenger for him. But I'm telling you, these people are shameless in their lies. And he's trying to make the case here how Joe Biden isn't for democracy. And really, honestly, with the 14th Amendment thing, you could make the argument that it was very democratically done. It was done in court where these judges were elected to their seats. It was done in the Supreme Court of Colorado where they were elected to their seats. And it rose to the Supreme Court of the United States, where presidents of the United States, including Donald Trump, who got to pick three of those motherfuckers because of Mitch McConnell, three of those motherfuckers are Donald Trump picks, and they're confirmed by the Senate, which we elect in our states. So, I mean, you could make the case that the 14th Amendment case that was brought by the Republican Party in Colorado, the Republicans in Colorado trying to keep him off the primary ballot. You could make the case that it crashed and burned because of democracy. So, I mean, if that's Joe Biden's fault, then he's for democracy and for the judiciary process, I guess. I don't know.
Then he goes and tries to put him in court. And every action he has taken, President Trump's numbers have only grown. Why?
I mean, I like the lie at the end. I'm not going to lie. I love the lie at the end that every action that Joe Biden takes, Donald Trump's numbers go up. Now, you know, I think the polls are all bullshit, and they really are. You should not pay attention to the polls. They're all bullshit. What we should do is focus on the fucking problem. And the problem is we got to get these fucking white Christian nationalists out of our goddamn governments. That is the problem. When white Christian nationalists are standing, yelling and screaming and not in our governments and just protesting, then we're winning. Okay. We're doing a lot better at winning. But when they're inside of our governments trying to legislate people out of existence and legislate people's rights out of existence, trying to criminalize pregnancies, trying to ban trans people, as if you can do such a thing, trying to make someone not exist, it's all fucking dumb and stupid, right? We all know this. But if they're not in our governments, if they're out on the sidewalks with the God hates fag signs, right? Because that's who they are. This literally is the MAGA movement has ballooned into the Westboro Baptist Church. Do you remember the Westboro Baptist Church? Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck. You talking about some offensive sons of bitches. You would go to like a veteran's funeral. Right. You would go to a veteran's funeral and they would literally be holding signs that says God hates fags. Right. That's the signs they would be holding. And they're saying that what they would be saying is that God hates gay people so much that they're killing soldiers. That God was killing the soldiers because he hates gay people and we love gay people. So he's punishing us. That was the Westboro Baptist Church thinking and ideas. And really, honestly, it's fucking unreal that we don't even go back to that time and that little spot in history and go, whoa, that's MAGA. That's white Christian nationalism, because it truly is white Christian nationalism. Listen, the Westboro Baptist Church used none of the second half of the Bible to come up with their theology. And I actually think the Westboro Baptist Church still exists. It just doesn't exist the way it did. And the one reason why is because the bigoted founders and the people who were pushing all the bigotry are dead now. They fucking died. But MAGA is the people, they're book burners, right? They're book burners. They're cop lovers. What else did we say? We need to get this straight. We need to get this down. They're book burners is always a good one. Book burners, price gougers. That's another good one. And they're the Westboro Baptist Church protesters. And it wasn't a big movement, right? It was just a small group of people who would collect up enough money to run around the country and gain attention by holding signs that said, God hates fags. And the reason why I say those words out loud, because some people might get offended by those words, But those are the words that were on their sign. And that's the reason why they captured so much attention. It's because they use that type of visceral message to get the attention. And it's funny. It's funny and hilarious in that if you go back to this MAGA supporter, Russell Brand. Have you heard of Russell Brand before? This guy's a fucking nutcase. He's off the rails. Not only is he getting accused of sexually harassing people, right? And rape, I even think. I think he's being accused of raping people. But this fucking guy, there are videos of Russell Brand, an atheist at the time, having Westboro Baptist Church on his talk show and absolutely eviscerating them. And now he is one of them. Now he is one of them. So always, always, always don't listen to what people exactly say. See what they do. You know what I mean? See what they do. See what they do. But it's hilarious to me that we are in this situation because here Kevin McCarthy, and he honestly looks like a liar. Look at him. He looks like he's so pathetic. And Jesse's so happy that he has the liar on to lie for Donald Trump. Because Joe Biden was not on a grand jury, folks. He wasn't. Joe Biden was not seated on any grand jury. Joe Biden, actually, as the president of the United States, does not get to elect attorney generals or district attorneys, for that matter. They don't get to elect those folks. Donald Trump did the crime. He did the crime, and they have the evidence. And the elected attorney generals, the elected DAs, district attorneys, and prosecutors convened the grand juries. They presented the evidence to the grand juries. Not Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't sitting in the Oval Office like, well, yeah, I think we'll go after him here and we'll go after him here. And definitely do Georgia, because Georgia is 100% a blue state. But again, it's always with the lines with these sons of bitches. And that's what they're going to do. All right, let's give some shout outs here. We've got credit for the video. And I want to go to, I so want to play that. Oh my God. I ain't got time. Lauren Boebert, I think admitted that she was, that she was vaccinated. I'm not really sure. All right. We played this guy before. This is a MAGA pastor and he's a self-proclaimed prophet. As a right-wing watch reports here, his name is Hank Kuhneman. He's having a prolific abilities doubted and questioned and mocked. And he's really upset about it. Okay. This guy claims he's a prophet, right? And he loves Trump. He loves to lick Trump's balls. And this thing isn't going to make a lot of sense to you. All right. And I had to watch it twice to really catch the messaging here. I had to watch it twice. So I'm going to watch it three times here with you. But if you listen really closely, this is what is going to happen more and more and more as Donald Trump obviously loses more and more. He's losing. He has to be in court, right? He's falling asleep in the courtroom. They're catching him on camera, falling asleep in the courtroom. He's losing as a visual as his stock plummets, not just his social media stock, but his stock among Americans. So it really is visual representation of Donald Trump losing, which is making prophets like Hank here more wrong and more wrong as we go along here. Because it's more obvious that their God is not protecting Trump from losing. But Just listen to Hank here, see if you can smell what he's stepping in.
And you and I hate sometimes, I'm just going to say, can I be extremely vulnerable? I have a 20-year track record, over 20 years of prophetic words. I don't know about you, when I read those words, my mouth drops. You know why? Because I don't talk that way. I don't think that way. But I know and I can feel God on those words. And I also knew who I spend time with. But what bothers me is people will discount.
What's with the fucking music? Why do they play the music? Can you imagine? Hey, hang on a second. Let's say, would you guys listen to this show? Let's see. Do I have any? Can we get some light piano music in the background? Can we do that? Are we able to get just some, you know, some nice little, you know, yeah. Can you imagine if I did the entire show with the background music all the time? Just a low little level of music. Wouldn't that get fucking annoying? Like after a while, like why do they do that? I mean, it's like hypnotic almost. It's like it's hypnotic or some shit. Go ahead, Hank.
Vessels that speak for God, that have a track record and act like they don't matter, ignore what they say and run towards fear. And then their things never happen. All the Blood Moon books, the Y2K storing up,
oh, shit.
Kids, and they never get called out. And the heart of God that is spoken through true throne room vessels never get appreciated. Now, I'm not, listen, I said a long time ago, listen to me. This isn't about me. Don't misunderstand that.
It's not about him. It's about those 5,000 alligator the skin boots. That's what it's about. It ain't about him. It's about them goddamn expensive boots he's got on. And it's probably $90,000 SUV that he drove to this place in. And his private fucking jet he probably owns. That's what it's about. It ain't about him. It's about his mansions that he owns. It's about his fucking mansions that he owns. You know what I mean? Come on, man. All right, let's listen again.
Run towards fear.
Right.
And then their things never happen. All the Blood Moon books, the Y2K storing up kits, and they never get called out. And the heart of God that is spoken through true throne room vessels.
True throne room vessels. These people come up with some great ways to describe themselves, don't you? Don't they? Oh my God. So if I had to describe myself, right? Like throne room vessels. Oh my God. Oh fuck. It's just hilarious of how they view themselves, right? Like if someone asked me, you know, and it's some people ask me, what do I do for a living? And I'm like, oh, I'm a political commentator. It's what I say that I do for a living now. I'm a political commentator. And they're like, oh, okay, you know, but I'm a political commentator. Can you imagine? I was like, I'm a throne room vessel, baby. That's what I am. All right. Keep going, you throne room vessel.
Never get appreciated. Now, I'm not. Listen, I said a long time ago, listen to me. This isn't about me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't misunderstand that.
Right.
Jesus made himself of no reputation. If you're going to speak for God, you better not be about your reputation. They'll tear you apart. They'll lie about you. They'll call you false in a stolen election of 2020.
There it is, baby. There it is. There it is. There it is. So what Hank is mad about, what Hank is really mad about is that people keep proving that the 2020 election wasn't stolen. And Hank here made huge fucking prolific predictions that Donald Trump would win and that he would be in the White House. And he kept making these predictions even after Donald Trump lost, even after Joe Biden was sworn into office. He kept making these prolific fucking predictions that never came true. And people mock him for it because they should mock him for it because he's a fucking idiot. He's a fucking idiot. He's a fucking idiot. It's the same thing that I did. Okay. I want to tell you, people mocking Hank here for making such stupid predictions that never were going to fucking come true, right? Now he's all fucking butthurt that people are mocking him for it. It's the same reason why I mocked people for certain predictions on the 14th Amendment and the federal trial in March that was supposed to throw down. It's the reason why I mock them. It's because mockery is the best form of fuckery. And it can cause the most fucking change. It really can. And it's changing Hank here. Listen to the very end, how it's changing him. Listen to this.
And they'll use that to discount any other word beyond that.
Yep.
Well, see, you prophesied this and this about 20. Yep. No, that's why you have to censor. That's why you do censor. That's why you do close people's fake book accounts down. And the fake news continues to censor and make everything about Donald Trump be in opposition. Make him look bad. Make him look wrong. If you can't see where the voice of deception is coming from and the voice of truth, you need to pull your head out of your royal backside.
It's a pluck your head out of your ass, by the way, Hank. That's how you say it. That's the proper way to say it. I just want to start there. But these people know that they're going to have to crawl back underneath their rocks. And this is the video that I was saying should give you hope, is because they know what they're going to have to do. They know they're pariahs, right? He's already saying they'll kick you off fucking Facebook. They're going to try to shut you down with facts. They're going to try to shut you down with the truth. You just have to keep believing the lies. They know they're at their rope's end, right? There is not much rope with this stuff, with this MAGA shit, probably after 2024. When this country goes and piles these fucking idiots under mountains of votes, okay, it is folks like this that are going to have to make big decisions at that point. Are they still going to hitch their wagon to such a fucking losing ass narrative that eventually will undermine their capability of grifting people so they can afford their $5,000 alligator skin boots and their private jet and their $90,000 SUVs and their God knows how many fucking mansions this guy owns. I bet this guy owns at least three houses that are over $1 million. I don't know. Here, hang on. That's a pretty strong bet there. Let's see. Copy. Let's Google it. How many homes? How many homes does this guy own? Whoop. Good question. Let's see. He's the pastor of Lords of Host Church. Oh, that's it's a Kenneth Copeland ministry. He's in the Kenneth Copeland ministry. Let's see if we can find out. A Christian prophet claims God didn't restore Trump yet, to make people doubt prophecies. Oh, that's what it was about. Okay, now that was in 2021 when Hank was under fire for his. I just want to know how many fucking houses he owns. That's what I want to know. I want to know how many houses this guy owns. I want to see if there's at least three of them that are over $1 million. I bet some money that this guy owns at least three houses that are over $1 million in value. 100% this guy owns. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. That's why he's tricking these fucking people into believing that he has prophets. And he's prophesied the fact that Trump won when he lost. And here it is, 2024, and the guy can't keep losing. Holy shit. But I'm telling you, this is a good sign. When they're like, oh, woe is me, because people are mocking me because I fucking say stupid shit that doesn't come true, even though I tell you it's a prophecy. Because that's the difference. Like, when I tell you something's going to happen on this show, you know, a lot of people can be like, oh, Tony, you were fucking wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong. Or they can be like, Tony's right. Goddamn, he fucking predicts this shit all the time. But I'm not saying it's divine prophecy. I'm not telling you that God spoke to me to tell you this shit. No, I'm just looking at the fucking evidence, gathering up a certain amount of facts, trying to fucking put it in a 50,000 foot message so that we can narrative our way out of fucking having Nazis in our government. Pretty simple, pretty easy. I guess if you want to describe this show in a couple sentences, that's it. For fuck's sake. But it really is fucking weird that these people the white Christian nationalist, haven't crawled back underneath their rocks yet because of so many prophecies that they've gotten wrong. But if you go look at Jim Jones, and I know it's always a comparison, right? From cult to cult. But Jim Jones was a religious theology, right? He had a theology that he convinced people to be part of the cult. And that's why MAGA has metastasized here. And it's the reason why there's no difference between MAGA and white Christian nationalists. They are one and the fucking same. If you are a white Christian nationalist, you are a MAGA. You are a Cheeto-humping fuck nugget. There is no sunlight in between that Venn diagram. It is a fucking circle. These are the people in Oklahoma that want to fucking hang up the Ten Commandments inside of every single classroom in Oklahoma. Because they want to force you to be Christian. But Alina Habba says this about Donald Trump's courtroom.
Not even allowing a father, never mind a former president, but a father attend his son's graduation.
Okay, wait a second, you fucking cunt. Wait a second. What affords a former president any more right to go to their children's graduation than anyone else? Did you hear what she just said? Let alone a former president? Go ahead again.
Not even allowing a father. Never mind a former president.
Never mind a former president? What the fuck does being a former president have to do with going to your children's graduation? This is the most uppity fucking shit I have ever heard in my... This fucking uppity ass bitch. Oh my God, with the DSLs. Jesus fucking Christ. But listen to when she gets into the religion of his lawyers. It's so dumb.
But a father attend his son's graduation. And let's not forget Passover. Okay?
Yeah, Passover. Let's hear that.
Observant Jews have a right to go and pray to who they want. And
Jews have the right to... What did Jews do? What did Jews do besides count our money and control the space lasers? Did you see how she was confused? Well, back it up. Watch how she's confused about what Jews are.
His son's graduation.
Uh-huh.
And let's not forget Passover.
Passover. Okay. Yeah. Observant Tell us about
Jews
Passover.
Have a right to go and pray.
They have the right to they got to have, like a shift on the space lasers. They got the space lasers and they got to cover the shift. You know what I mean? She has no fucking clue. She has no idea. She has no idea. No clue.
To who they want and observe Passover, and this judge would not allow it, not for any of the
That's
attorneys.
A lie.
And there are observant Jewish attorneys on the Trump team and as well on the DA team. It's just a sad state of affairs for the.
Oh, yeah. Sad state of affairs. When someone's told that they can't practice their religion, like in Oklahoma, where children would go to school and they'd be forced to pray with the Ten Commandments hanging on the wall. Because they're a Christian state and it's a Christian school. You mean sort of like that? Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean? Huh? MAGA is the party that is trying to make us all be Christians. And not Christians like the actual Christians. Christians like white Christian nationalists. Nazis. They want us to be Nazis. They want us all to be part of Donald Trump's cult. This is the person who is telling us that it is egregious that the court won't let attorneys practice Passover. Get the fuck over. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. You don't even know what Passover is. Tell us again what Passover is.
And let's not forget Passover.
Yeah, okay? Let's
Observant
not forget it.
Jews have a right to go and
take shifts on the space lasers. Because, I mean, that's what Passover is. Everyone knows that, right? Everyone knows that that's what Passover is, you know, you got to take a shift here, take a shift there. I mean, you can't let these space lasers go unattended. There's space lasers for all the blue states. I don't know if you know that, too. That way Joe Biden can make sure that he gets all the convictions that he needs against Trump in the blue states. That's why they have their own designated space lasers in those states. Oh, it's so fucking ridiculous. Let me show you a great clip here. This is from Fox News. I know it doesn't feel like it, but Fox is actually now having to report how Trump is losing and Dark Brandon's winning. Take a look.
The left-hand side, Scranton, Joe Biden hitting the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. On the right, Donald Trump spent his day fighting to avoid being locked up after returning to a courtroom in Manhattan for day two of the messy paperwork showdown of the century.
How it started and how it's going. Oh, fuck. Joe Biden goes to Scranton, Pennsylvania to lock in that state, which is a key state for the electoral votes that he'll need. He's free to go campaign because Joe Biden didn't commit fucking crime in New York City. And on the other hand, we have the Republican person in the fight. He committed crime in New York City, so now he has to sit for his criminal trial. I don't think it's the flex that Jesse thinks it is here. But let's keep going.
He learned that paying taxes is something people who work for a living did, not him. He learned that telling people you're fired was something to laugh about. Listen to what he says. He says, quote, I'll be dictator on day one. Quote, I am your retribution. I wake every morning thinking about how to make life better like you do for working and middle-class families here in Scranton and all across the country.
Six jurors.
That's the clips they showed of Joe Biden. That's the shit they cut out to show the Fox audience. That was the worst. That was the worst they could show. All right, keep going, Jesse. Keep going and pimping Joe Brandon here.
Jurors were officially selected to serve on Trump's criminal trial. 12 more to go. Others got dismissed after copping to being impartial. Trump did, however, smile at a guy who said he had read a few of his books.
He smiled at a guy. He smiled. Was it a fart or was it a smile, Jesse? Which was it? Oh, fuck me. Now I have some tape from the Biden speech where he totally turns into Dark Brandon here. And you know, this must not go unwatched here. We must watch this. This is footage, live footage from that Joe Biden speech where he turns into Dark Brandon. Let's do it.
I have to say, if Trump's stock in the Truth Social drops me lower, he might do better in my tax plan than his.
If Trump's stock drops any lower, then he might do better under Dark Brandon's tax policy than his. Holy shit. Just totally torching Donald Trump in the moment. And it's true. This, I would imagine we're going to get close to this being a penny stock by the beginning of the month. If it keeps going like it's going, I think it's going to drop below $20 today if it hasn't already. Let's check in on the DJT stock. Let's see if we can pull up the ticker here. DJT. Let's see if we can find it here. Oh, it's down. It's down 2% today again, too. Fuck. Oh, sons of bitches. Sons of bitches. All right. Well, let's see what old Devin Nunes has to say about the DJT, the Trump media, True Social. Let's see what their plan is for how they're going to revive DJT stock.
It's big news, especially for Real America's Voice. As you probably know, you've participated as we've been testing this. And so this will be the first app. As you know, with True Social, we're the beachhead against big tech. We're trying to take the best of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit.
We're trying to copy what all big tech does. Big tech, those liberals, those crazy liberals that are trying to undermine our fascism. They're trying to make sure they have democracy and undermine our fascism. We take the best of the best. We steal from them.
All right, go ahead.
TikTok, put it into one app. Well, we're now going to have the ability for canceled TV programs or maybe not canceled, but maybe not allowed on all the platforms. You'll be able to actually watch television within True Social.
Party like it's 1999, bitch. We're going to watch TV on Drew's oh my God. You're gonna watch TV on Truth Social? The fuck is this? 2003? What the fuck is going on? What do you mean? You want to watch TV on Truth? Who the fuck wants to watch TV on Truth Social? Canceled? What fucking shows is Devin Nunes talking about here? Let's see if we can smoke this out. What shows will be played on Truth Social? Let's see if we can figure this out here. Truth Social is going to launch its own TV streaming platform. Great news. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. What kind of shows are they going to play? That's what I want to know. Are they going to play like Apprentice? Is that what they're going to play? I don't know that they can play Apprentice. Oh, Roseanne. Yeah. Tony says Roseanne. It might be the second one. And then Dukes of Hazzard, Hercules Marathons. Oh my God. Yeah. There's going to be tens of people watching TV on True Social. Can you imagine? Finally, Dragnet returned. Reruns. Yeah, baby. Why? I mean, isn't there, what's the channel, the CW or something like that? What's the one where they got all the fucking, the old TV shows on them? what is it? What's that one? But they're saying that they're going to play, not canceled. He's like, I'm not saying they're canceled. You just can't see them on all the other platforms. I don't know what that means either. Does that mean they're going to rip these videos and they're not going to follow copyright laws? Is that what he's getting at? I don't know what Devin Nunes is talking about here. This is what he says. This is how he's going to revive True Social. Is you're going to be able to watch TV on True Social. I don't know if you want to watch TV, but it probably ain't going to be the TV you want to watch either. Holy fuck. Whew. Wild stuff. That stock is tanking and the CEO of Trump Media is talking about how you're going to watch TV. I'm sure that'll really get the stock to go up. You know what I mean? I mean, when you got a tech company, a brand new tech company, a brand new big tech IPO that is really trying to fight back against the big tech establishment, talking about how you're going to have cable TV on a fucking phone app is where you want to be. Like, that's where you want to be in the market. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Donald Trump trying to be in, you know, like fucking Harlem and shit, like this.
And we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Other cities too, but this city, I love this city. Yeah. And it's gone so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out. So running for president, we're putting a big hit for New York. We think we can win New York with 500,000 migrants that poured in and take over the parks. They took over your hotels. They take over everything. It's no good. And you know what they've done? They've destroyed so many people. The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are.
New York loves me. They love me. Oh, they love me. And we're going to make a big play for New York City. It's going to happen. We're going to win New York City. It's 100% going to happen, especially when we make fun of them and we mock them by showing up in Harlem and having a bunch of white people. White people, I say. They're white people. And they cheer for me. They say they love Trump. They love him. They love him so much. And he appeared outside Trump Tower, too. Watch this.
Excuse me, sir. Do you not do that in front of our building right
What's
now?
What's that?
Do you not do this in front of our building
Lord, right now? Lord, I have great respect for law and order. Yeah. I have great respect
sir,
for law and
sir,
order.
What about opening up our building? Do you take this somewhere else?
It's a free judgment.
Sir, I'm about to open up this building. Businesses are coming in. All right, can you please send this to the side or do I have to call 911?
Thank you.
Would I have to call 911
on? I'm already on trial today. I was calling 911. I'm already on trial.
Sir.
I did everything right in front of this building, and he indicted me. He's indicting me. He's indicting me.
Guys, come on in.
There we go. We love the Asian Americans. Believe it.
Yeah, New York loves Donald Trump. They fucking love him there. Oh my God, they love him so much. Oh shit, I am so glad that you joined us today here on this Wednesday, April 17th. I still may be a little stoned from last night, but it is a thing that we're doing here. We're going to make sure that we do a show every single weekday for 2 full hours. That's right, 2 full hours. 2 full hours, even if we're on Twitch. And I want to remind everyone again, yes, if you're joining us on Twitch, if you're joining us on Facebook or XGen, we are not banned from YouTube. We are not banned. We're just cutting the broadcast off at the first commercial. So at the bottom of the first hour, so the first half hour, we are cutting off YouTube. Now, tomorrow, we should have Cliff Schechter on, and I will play Cliff Schechter's interview on YouTube. So we will carry the show on YouTube the majority of the way through with Cliff on it. When it's just me, we're going to cut it off and we're going to go to Twitch. That's how we're going to approach this. And again, I know it's frustrating, but the one thing that we're trying to do is make sure that the YouTube account does not get nuked. We do not want to nuke the YouTube account. So we want to keep playing videos and keep feeding you the memes that we find. Because I think it's essential. I know a lot of people think that it's kind of hopeless, that we're really not, you know, winning because we're just posting memes. But trust me when I say this, when they're being mocked online, we really are banging them up. They're having a tough time really getting ahead of their own fucking stupidity online. And we can speak to a lot of people online in a heartbeat. And it is a great way to spread our message, but we cannot forget to do it in real life too. We have to do it in real life. We have to make people aware that these white Christian nationalists, MAGA, the America First Nazis, are coming for your rights. They're coming for your liberty. They've already come for your daughter's rights. And they're not going to stop there. They will not stop there if we don't stop them. And we must get as many people to the ballot box as we possibly can. And we have to convince people that it is in their best interest in this election to vote for Democrats all the way down the ticket. Otherwise, you got Grandpa McDrewface here as your president in the United States. Ooh. God damn, is that? Don Snorleone, it doesn't get old. It won't get old. Trust me. We're going to keep going after him and we're going to keep going at it. Now, here on the Tony Michaels podcast, I got one more thing I want to show you. And I'm not really sure if this is true or not. When your neck has its own OnlyFans.com. Woo, baby. Holy neck pussy. Whoosh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Put that fucking thing away. Put a goddamn pair of underpants on that son of a bitch. Holy fuck. Holy shitballs. All right. I'm glad you guys joined us here today. I've got one more thing to close out. I thought this was a great song that I found on the internet here. So bear with me here. Let's play a little bit of this song before we go.
I got my ball to my butthole. Watching her man use a butter knife.
Face down, ass up, try and soft and sack. Oh, baby, fucking please just take me back.
We are the classiest political podcast here on the interwebs and all across the world. It is the Tony Michaels Podcast. We broadcast live every single weekday for 2 full hours. That's right. You may have to catch us on Twitch, but we go 2 full hours with our balls glued to our fucking buttholes every single fucking weekday to protect democracy and show the world how messaging can win elections against the anti-woke. Sleepy Don. We will do it. So make sure you go to thetonymichaels.com, hit the store tab at the top, check out all the stuff in the Commie Falls gift shop for me. Do that for me as well, but also go down to memberships. Follow me on Patreon for free, but consider buying a membership. If you buy a membership and you pay for the whole year all up front, that's right. If you pay for the whole year up front, you get 10% off your membership at Patreon. I want to thank all the people who recently have bought a Patreon membership. It is your dollars. It is your support on Patreon that keeps this microphone powered on against fascism. Also, when you link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, because Twitch is the only platform that we're monetized on, so actually you can have free viewing. It doesn't cost you a single thing if you have a Prime account. Just link the two. And also another free way to stay engaged and get involved in your democracy is go join our Discord server. It is free as well. Make sure you download the Discord app on your phone. Go click the book club or the Discord server on thetonymichaels.com. Click those links. It'll take you into our Discord server. Verify by clicking the green check mark and go start the pro-democracy fuckery. Participate in the book club. Go look for those references. Go look for all the resources that we have in the library of democracy over there on the Discord server. Do it now. Do it tomorrow. Do it the next day. Keep going. Keep engaging your democracy. Keep watching this show. Keep doing it. And don't glue your balls to your butthole. Same time, same place tomorrow. Surf's up, motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels Podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Murphy's Meal Barn, head ass speaking.
Oops, I crapped my pants out. Performed every diaper for incontinent bastards on the market today.
So how do you know so much about oops, I crapped my pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Oops, I crapped my pants.
Hey, suckers, Sleepy Don here. I'm now selling a Nazi ShamWow. It makes a great diaper.
Come November, this towel will soak up liberal tears the size of Victoria cabbages. It doesn't drip, it doesn't dribble, just like Brandon. It'll actually hold more liquor than Nancy Pelosi. Look at that. Until you bring it out. Now, once you bring it out, it releases all of that liquid. Look at that. Now, watch the level of water inside that bowl. If you were on a boat and that boat was sinking, this towel could save your life.
And I believe that the president should be impeached. I mean, when you look at all of the bad policies, you can't impeach for bad policy. And I believe that the president should be impeached. I mean, when you look at all of the bad policies, you can't impeach for bad policy. And I believe that the president should be impeached. I mean, when you look at all of the bad policies, you can't impeach for bad policy.